This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's over to Kuminga. 7 on the clock. He'll just take a three. It's up and good. Jonathan Kuminga takes his time. Golden State's got the lead. First lead change of the night. That's 23-22 Warriors. Pajemski dribbles middle. Lob for Kuminga. Kuminga goes up and lays it in. Got around Reeves and scored. And back-to-back twos for the Warriors, and they lead by 9.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Well, on this day, Jonathan, this day of days, I'm going to go ahead and take that from you. Because you know what, Jonathan? Your NBA basketball career, it's awesome. On this day, and I'm not going to be one of these, well, why can't you do it all the time, guys? Because I don't believe that, Mark. I believe in basking in the moment. And it's like I tell my lovely wife, Supper, when our 2.5-year-old is really good and she has a really good day, I don't think about, well, why can't you be like this every day? You take the wins when you get them, and when you have an L, you take the L and you figure out how to be better. So on this day, Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, bask in it. Say what you need to say about me and my picks, because on this day, Jonathan Kuminga, April 4th, you're the dude.
Dude.
You're the dude. Even if you don't do it tonight, on this day, leading up to tonight's game, I'm going to bask in what we saw last night.
Why do we not play that more often is my question. I mean, Grandy, you're sitting right here. Why do we not play that more often?
I don't know. I feel like the Dibs picks stinks thing is whenever he has a noticeable bet that went awry. And it hasn't been that often when it's not football
season. Nation is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs. Your pick stinks.
I mean, did we need it?
Dab Nation is Jonathan Kuminga.
So
hey, Dibs, yeah. Your pick stinks.
You're trying to get me to say 4 was unnecessary.
Dab Nation is Jonathan Kuminga.
The inflection is amazing. Hey, Dab Nation is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs. Like, he completely
lights up
at the idea of ripping you and your selections.
Hey,
Dab Nation is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Hey, Dibs.
It's funny because now that we've heard it five times, the way he says it, like, he says it singular, like, your pick stinks. And it's hard because picks and stinks both have an S in it, so it's tough to tell. But, yeah, Jonathan, and my pick last night, you know what, JK?
It stunk.
My pick last night stunk. At least I, unlike my partner, at least put myself out there and made a pick. But you know what? I've learned my lesson. No more picks.
That's the stupidest thing that you do.
I won't make a pick because it's my team.
No, I'm not gonna make a pick. No, like, you, when March Madness comes around, you don't pick all the games. You select certain ones that you're like, that's the one. I like that one.
I actually do pick all the games.
I know you don't. You don't text me, oh, go, the system likes this. this or the system.
Yeah. For no all more texts for you. That
good,
era is
good.
Ended.
I don't want them.
No more picks for you.
They lost money for me this year anyway.
They give you a two-team parlay for the ladies.
Yeah,
the ladies.
Exactly.
And
thank God that got most of the money back that
next
I put
thing
on
you know,
Tennessee.
I turn around and give you a pick in the men, and all we do is like rail against my bad pick. So it's good. I'll keep it to myself.
I'll give you a pick tonight.
Forward.
You want a pick tonight?
Not really.
Okay. Does everybody else want a pick tonight?
Like, it won't be a Warrior pick. It'll be some random
of course not.
NBA
of course not.
Game.
This isn't a good game to pick. This is not a good game to pick. The spread keeps going back and forth between who's the favorite. We don't even know who's playing in the game yet. Why would I pick this one?
What'd you pick, Mark?
But the Celtics and Suns start in about 10 minutes, and I would bang the living heck out of the Boston Celtics in this game.
What's the number?
Bang that. It's up to 15. Bang that thing. Bang it.
You can lock it in?
Lock it in.
Cuckoosh?
Cuckoosh.
Oh, Lucas, we don't know where that button is. We can play Jonathan Kuminga until the cows come home, but we can't
that
play the lock sound.
It's Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Don't laugh at that, Tim Jordan.
Right.
Guy's on one trick pony.
That's exactly the play.
Dibs, I'll give you a pick for the Warrior game. You just have to wait to Warriors Live to hear it. Or
that's
take it to
right.
the bank prediction.
Take
that's
it to
a
the bank
tease.
Prediction.
That's great.
Yeah, which is brought to you by?
Fremont Bank.
There
Full
you go.
Banking, no compromise.
What are you, new here or something?
Well, normally you do the
Jeez.
Reads.
Yeah.
I don't have the script in front of me.
You don't need the script to know what the take to the bank prediction is brought to you by.
Here for you, here for good.
Thank you.
Yeah, 21 branches around the Bay Area. Live read coming up in 20 minutes.
See, I told you didn't need a script.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Chris Mullin jersey.
Yeah, it is. 888, that's not Chris Mullin, though. He was on the show earlier. 888-957-9570. Glad you're with us. And it is a party kind of atmosphere because last night was exactly, that's the vibe that it brought. Like, I started the show with two words. I'll go right back to those two words. I'm convinced. I know we all have a different barometer. For me, that was the night. Last night was the night that I got to see what I was hoping to see. And that is a collection of things from role players contributing to doing it on the road at the end of a road trip against a rested home team to doing it against one of the other top four seeds to doing it against all-time great players to having Jonathan Kuminga ferociously rebound and defend. All of those things collectively come together. That was the game that I needed to see, and I am convinced. Whatever, and you can fill out the rest of that sentence, but I'm convinced of anything now as far as the Warriors and their contention possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, convinced in that they can beat any team. And, you know, we talked about them playing the 5 seed Memphis, they beat them. Then they played the 4 seed LA, they beat them. Tonight, it's the 3 seed Denver, then the 2 seed Houston. And you actually said earlier in the week that if the Warriors go 3-1 in this gauntlet, you will face paint on Monday, and right now they're 2-0, and so the odds are that they'll at least get a split over the course of these next two. I would be disappointed, Mark, if we didn't get to Monday and you weren't in face paint.
Oh, I'd be very disappointed. That
we
would mean
would
they lose 2 games
exactly.
in a row on their home
exactly,
floor.
Right.
I don't think that'll happen. I think I'm going to come in face paint on Monday.
I do think tonight is tough, and you know we talked about the 4-game gauntlet, and you know game 1 and game 4, the Memphis and the Houston being the quote easier of the four, and yet you beat Memphis, and then last night you even played better than you did against Memphis, and you beat LA, and so now you got Denver, arrested Denver. Denver was in town last night. Denver rested everybody the game before. Denver's going to have everybody play. We don't know about Michael Porter Jr., and I guess we'll get the latest injury report coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I know that he was out due to personal reasons, and I don't think that Jamal Murray's going to play. Again, we'll get the full injury report coming up, but the Warriors coming in off a certain level of a high after winning in L.A. last night.
Jamal Murray is actually the one who is questionable. Porter is not even on the list, but I think he's got some personal things going on, so he might not be on the list at all. He might even be away from the team. I'm not sure, but Jokic, probable. Aaron Gordon, probable. Christian Brown, probable. So, yes, the Nuggets will be the Nuggets tonight. They may not have Jamal Murray. That one we're still waiting on. He's been sitting out a lot of games as of late. But, look, there would be no better way to sort of erase the memory of what happened here 2 weeks ago when Jokic didn't play and the Warriors got beat, which is to come out and actually beat them with Jokic playing. And after what they did last night, I don't know, man. Like, you have got to get yourself to a point where I think you just look at these things in a simplified manner. And right now, we're getting damn close to a point where I think we can say, when Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are healthy and play in a basketball game, the Warriors are near impossible to beat. They like 19-2. I don't know what else people need to hear other than that.
It's impressive.
19-2,
and that's no longer a small sample. You're talking about more than a quarter of a season worth of games. And this starting lineup, when you've got Moody, Pods, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph, that starting five is undefeated, and that's now what 13-0 in those games. So again, not a really small sample. And I know that it all has to give at some point, but the whole thing about Jimmy and Steph together, and you add in Draymond, and you know the role players, we talk about role players playing better at home, and here we are literally at home outside of Chase Center. Pods coming off of maybe his best game ever, JK his best game this year, and even Quentin Post, who played, he played well, he played fine, but he played like an 8-year vet, the way he was running, bumping his gums and like puffing out the chest and all the rest of it. And Moses Moody, maybe not a statistical great game, and he wasn't in the finishing lineup, but you watch the way he defended, you watch the way the Warriors defended, switching 1 through 5 all game and being up to the task all the way through into the fourth quarter. Austin Reeves got loose, great player,
sure,
and he got on a heater, but yep, still, you built up a cushion, and so it ultimately didn't matter.
I tell you what, I think you're tapping into something that is really on my mind today, and I haven't even necessarily known exactly how to put it into words, but last night was a real swag game, and I don't mean that from the people we're used to seeing it from. Nobody needs to worry about whether or not Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler have swag and confidence going into a game. But think about some of the stuff that you just said. You're at the end of a trip. You're going to play Hall of Fame level players, and they've had your number. Okay? You're in Los Angeles, California, the entertainment capital of the world. You're in a gauntlet. That's what we've called it. I know that they may not look at it that way, but they get up for these games. There were certain aspects of what happened last night where guys literally did stuff that I think Warrior fans were wondering if they even had in them. And let me point to a few. He ended up getting called for an offensive foul for it.
Oh, boy.
But Moses Moody with the fly dunk on Austin Reeves, that shows a certain level of maniacal attitude. Brandon Pajemski taking and making that many three-pointers,
dude,
that shows some maniacal behavior. Jonathan Kuminga at certain times, and I, you know what I would pay money to do? To be on the floor to hear JK trash talk. Now that I know what it sounds like.
Hi, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Like now that
I
know.
Hey, Lakers, your defense stinks.
Right? Like, this guy is out there at the free throw line having drawn fouls, and he's got some of the biggest names in the game jawing each other. And JK's just looking at him and giving him a smile. Let me tell you something. You know you have an absolute crazy person when they don't jaw back, they just smile at you.
Yeah.
LeBron James and Luka are in your ear. You don't respond, you smile.
Right.
Okay, that's a maniac. And the Warriors have some of that in their role players, and I think that is exactly what they're going to need in the playoffs.
And if he can play like that and feel like that and act like that,
yep,
and again, I'm not trying to dwell on the where has that been or will it continue part of this conversation. I'm just going to reflect on what that was, because you're right, Mark. Luka, LeBron, national TV, LA, and JK is still kind of trying to come back from the ankle, and then he had the pelvic contusion, and so we weren't even sure he was going to play, and then he plays, and he plays like that, and he behaves like that, totally in the moment, smiling, present, moment, having fun, undeterred by everything, and to have that game that leads to a win, his best game of the year, that to me was a completely refreshing experience just watching him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So that's why, and I know we've gone through just a whole list of reasons from last night, but that is high on my list as to why I come out of last night's game going, I'm convinced. So you can fill in the blank however you want. Like, are they a contender? I'm convinced. Is there anybody who they can't take to a deep series in the West? No, I'm convinced. Like, I'll say it that way. Like, whoever they draw in the first round, I'll tell you right now, it's at minimum a six-game series.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think there's anyone who's going to even come close to overwhelming the Warriors in the playoffs. The crazy thing is even with... Now, I heard Steiny and Goose say this on the way over, and I should have brought it up earlier, because I actually disagree with this. The comment was made that, like, even with all that they've achieved already this week, and they've kind of held these teams behind them at bay, you could go out there and lose tonight, and you immediately end up in a bad spot again, and you know, could end up in the eighth seed or whatever. I'm not here to tell you that losing tonight is suddenly okay, but I will say this. Yesterday afternoon, we said that we would take a split, and I would still take that split.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I'm not saying this okay if they lose tonight. My point is, I don't think that's some sort of a blow to their chances. I don't think it's a whack at their shins. In other words, losses for these other teams are also coming this week. Like, you have to stay in the moment and realize that you might drop to eight, and that only means just go out and win Sunday, and you're probably going to fly right back up. The Clippers have a moderately challenging game tonight. The Lakers have a ton of challenging games coming next week.
Yep.
The losses for the other teams are coming, too. If the Warriors, with what do they got left? Six games? Seven games?
Yeah, they've got six more to go.
If you hold that to a loss or two, you're going to be in the top six.
Oh, for sure.
That's how I feel.
Well, we talked before about 48 wins being good enough for the six, ? And that would mean you go 3-3 the rest of the way. And it depends on which three you win. If one of those three is Denver and another one of those threes is the Clippers, well, that might be enough with 48 wins. But it feels like where we are right now, if you win tonight, you beat Denver, and the Lakers lose, well, you and the Lakers would be tied. They have the tiebreaker. And you'd be tied with Denver in the loss column for the three seed. And that is with the win tonight. And, you know, if the Lakers were to go out and lose their next game, and the Clippers are in action as well.
I think the Lakers have the Pelicans tonight. So I'm expecting that to be, that's a minor league game. So you got to win that.
But the Warriors did have a little bit of trouble with those very Pelicans. They were down, 14-2 in that game?
But being down in the first quarter is being down in the first quarter. I would be shocked if the Lakers lost a basketball game tonight. If they lose that game tonight, their concerns are even bigger than I realize.
Well, even if the Lakers win and the Warriors win, well, then you are, you know, a half game behind them. And
right.
You'd be
right. Basically
a half game behind Denver. So the three seed would still be
in play.
But the other side of it is, if you lose to Denver now, tonight, well, now you can forget about Denver and the three seed. And if the Lakers win, now you're a game and a half. Actually, you'd be two back of the Lakers and the tiebreaker. So tonight, really, for me, is about the top four dream. The dream of being a top four seed.
I like that.
It's alive.
I like that.
If you lose to Denver tonight and the Lakers win, well, now we're looking at five or six.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But then again, we were already there. Remember, when they lost to Denver 2 weeks ago, Steve said, well, that's the end of catching Denver. And now suddenly it's like, well, maybe it's not.
No.
Maybe it's not. So, the tiebreakers will come into play. I still would sit here today and tell you I would predict that the Warriors are not going to have home court advantage in round one.
Yep.
But last night's victory took a huge step toward being one of the top six seeds. And yes, it brings that sort of dream into play. And what a thought, knowing that it was 6-7 weeks ago that Steve circled the six seed and said, that's the goal. That's the goal. And now suddenly they're sitting in the five, and they're they've got a realistic shot at the four or the three, and actually hosting one of these teams. You know, everyone, like Mully was here earlier and was like, look, let's be real. That first round opponent is probably going to be Houston, Denver, or the Lakers. And he's right. But at the same time, like, I mean, you could, if they could sneak into the four or the three, hell, you could end up playing one of these teams that's behind you. You could get Memphis in the first round.
Right.
Which would be a dream scenario, in my opinion.
Agreed. I mean, if we look at all the scenarios, I think that it's Memphis and Houston and then, you know, L.A. and Denver. Mully said earlier, Chris Mullin, when he joined us, that he sees the first-round series being a six- or seven-game series no matter who they play. And I kind of agree with him. Like, no matter who you're going to face, even if it's Houston, they're young. They can defend. They're athletic. Memphis, I do think, is probably the easiest of all those opponents. But no matter who you're going to face, it's not going to be an easy series.
No. Well, of course not. Of course not. But I don't know, man. Just you come out of last night, and I'll be straight with you, because, you know, we make fun. You made your pick, and I remember what I told you in that moment.
Yep.
Like, I'm not touching this game, but I'll agree with you that the logical setup is that this is a night for the Lakers. If they come out and they play a good game, then this is probably going to go well for them. They're rested, they're home, they need it, all of those things. Well, one of their two stars came out and played like crap.
Yeah.
Played like absolute crap. I think the Warriors had a hand in him playing like crap. But that thing was set up for the Lakers to have a good night, and instead, the Warriors had their absolute best of nights. So I don't know how many things are left in the Western Conference that it feels like the Warriors can't do. I'll put it that way.
Oh, OKC would be the big one. And
they
I know
can do, they've already done that. They can do that.
They can. I mean, they beat them 2 of 3 in the regular season, but Oklahoma City has been unbelievable. They've beaten
for sure
everybody almost all year. And if you think about Oklahoma City this year, they're 64-12. And if you take Oklahoma City against the rest of the league, they're 63-10.
Yes.
So two of their 12 losses are against the Warriors. So could the Warriors beat them 4 out of 7? Absolutely they could. Oklahoma City is on a trajectory toward an NBA championship based on their regular season point differential.
Yes, they are. Yeah, absolutely they are. But we all know that the playoffs are a different animal,
yep.
And so I'm not sitting here telling you right now I would pick the Warriors over Oklahoma City or that they'd have an easy time with that. I just say that I don't think Oklahoma City would have an easy time with the Warriors either. I don't think OKC is the kind of team that's just going to steamroll through the playoffs with all kinds of series that are only 4 or 5 games long. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to have their moments. They're going to have their struggles. And look, the Nuggets, the Warriors, and the Lakers, to me, are the three other teams. Those are the teams that can actually surprise everybody and go take something.
And I think that the more we get closer to Game 82 and what should be a playoff series, the better I feel about their chances. And I'm just looking back, Mark, when they had the trade deadline February 7th, the Warriors were 25-26. They were the 10 seed. And here we are outside Chase Center, and they've got a chance to be knocking on the door of the 3 seed with a win tonight.
Crazy. Crazy, man. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We are here for your phone calls. Voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, is going to hop on by our set here right outside Splash, outside Chase Center, as we get ready for the Nuggets and the Warriors. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Cheers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.